What is occurring globally right now has nothing whatsoever to do with a pandemic. I hope that people begin to comprehend this soon. For anyone that still believes that it does and are still willing to blindly trust in the spin doctors and their narrative, the puppets on strings in expensive business suits, or the corporate whores in the media and entertainment filth pit, I'd love to sell them some magic beans. I also have some bridges on Jupiter that I'm willing to negotiate a fair price for. It's so transparent what is occurring to the point that if a person cannot see the absurdity, it's either because they refuse to acknowledge it or they are simply not capable of breaking the cognitive spell. Either way, they're fucked. And if we keep going along with the absurdity, then how much longer will it be until there is complete and utter breakdown? Well, not much, as we are soon to discover. Everything is right out in the open now, to where the elite's public spokespersons are telling you plainly what they have planned for the world, with this Great Reset being pushed by the World Economic Forum and its representative, Dr. Evil, Klaus Schwab.
We know now that the next crisis is already waiting for us.
What we are immersed within is the culmination of a century-long plan to establish a global totalitarian superstate with one core group in charge of everything. The consolidation of power, wealth, and resources into the hands of the very few, which has been occurring for at least a century, is what we are witnessing occur in the moment in this global communist coup. COVID-19 was the manufactured crisis used to justify the rollout of this slave new world. Technocracy is defined as a theory and movement prominent about 1932, advocating control of industrial resources, reform of financial institutions, and reorganization of the social system based on the findings of technologists and engineers, and two, a system of government in which this theory is applied. What is emerging is centralized control in the hands of the technocratic elite. Climate change, the emergence of 5G technology and the Internet of Things, the insurrections, cash being taken out of circulation, and the COVID-19 scam all intertwine, and the agenda is to bring about this technocratic surveillance society. It's already here, and it's just a matter of how deeply we are going to go into this Orwellian dystopia. Unelected bureaucrats, engineers, scientists, and the technocratic elite operate from behind the scenes, and the politicians, journalists, heads of health departments, and the like are nothing more than shills for this elite occulted network. We are witnessing the culmination of a 100-year plan to collectivize and enslave humanity, and it has slipped out of the realm of fringe conspiracy theory and is now in your face on open display. The bewildered herd runs in circles, fearful and switched off. A person's refusal to acknowledge what is so does not make it go away, and a person's willful ignorance or failure to be informed does not make you a lunatic. Remember that in the days ahead. People have so succumbed to authority that they've forgotten how to think or question, and they will defend their cognitive illusions to the grave. These are the walking dead automatons that believe everything the government and the media tells them on TV. They've surrendered their right to think for themselves, and it shows. They've grown accustomed to a life of being told what to think to the point that they've forgotten how to do it. These are the face diaper police and the mask Karens that have come out of the woodworks to police the rest of us and make sure that we obey Big Daddy State. Why do so few ever seem to ask even the most basic and pertinent questions? Questions like, who are these people setting the mandates? Who is Fauci?
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
What is his background? Who is this guy Tedros? What's in those vaccines they want to inject everyone with? Well, everyone knows it's wrong to question and that it makes you a conspiracy nut, so just shut up and obey. Bow down and do what you're told. You see them, right? These ballless, soulless, spiritually devoid cowards.
Suckers of Satan's cock, each and every one of them.
I would advise staying as far away from them as you can. They will be the ones to snitch on you for being in larger groups than what the government allows, or rat you out for not wearing a face diaper.
You wear your mask, you motherfucker!
The COVID scamdemic is a multi-tiered operation put into place with the intent to set the stage to roll out this technocratic system. COVID is the excuse being used to bring the surveillance grid online. This is not something far off into the future, it is unfolding now. I implore people to read about the UN's Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 plans for sustainable development and realize that this has all been mapped out for years. We are living through the inception of a long-standing agenda. This is a pivotal year for the globalists. The Great Reset is a restructuring of all facets of society, and the fake virus will be used to remove freedom and basic human rights. The insidious nature of these creatures knows no bounds, sort of like human gullibility. The technology has reached a level now to where the elites can fully implement their agenda of human control and subjugation. We are in the transhuman phase as we emerge into technocracy and post-humanism. The agenda is and has always been to merge silicon and carbon, man and machine, to create an inorganic, digitized hive mind matrix. Dr. Evil said that everything that can be digitalized in this Great Reset will be digitalized.
Everything will be digitalized which can be digitalized.
Does that include human beings? In their ultimate endgame, yes, it does. So again, what's in those vaccines? Nanotechnology? Synthetic silicon DNA? The technology is much further along than most people could even begin to imagine. Movies, television, video games, and the like have been conditioning the mass consciousness for this eventuality, and now it's here. In a book written in 1999 by the late author Jim Keith, the book description eerily sums this up. It reads, "Here stands the new man. His conception of reality is a dance of electronic images fired into his forebrain, a gossamer construction of his masters, designed so that he will not, under any circumstances, perceive the actual. His happiness is delivered to him through a tube or an electronic connection. His God lurks behind an electronic curtain. When the curtain is pulled away, we find the CIA sorcerer, the media manipulator." We've been told all along through symbolism and other means where we were headed. Now, however, it is no longer hidden. Everything is right out in the open, and what you can plainly observe is droves of people willingly complying with their own enslavement, feeding their children to the beast. In typical Orwellian newspeak, the term new normal has come to the forefront. The new normal is a digitized overlay, a cold and sterile simulacrum superimposed over what you thought was normal before. There will be no return to the old way of things, but certainly humanity can create something new if they so choose. Unfortunately, it will most likely take some sort of cataclysm to shake people out of their slumber. Technology certainly could be used to uplift and to inspire, or to restrict and enslave. The eugenicists and transhumanists have waited patiently to implement their inhuman agenda, and here we stand on the cusp of the emergence into this technocracy. Through fear and gaslighting, the herd has been prepared for this, and 2020 has been a pivotal time frame. It's all coming to a head now. Decision time is here and now, and time has run out. You've been sold down the river long ago. Time to face the fact that we've been bamboozled. Mark Twain once said, "It's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled." Despite the emerging technocracy, we are faced with a unique opportunity. The time has arrived to remember who you are and where you stand. That is always a self-realized process. The elites have shown their hand and have made it abundantly clear what they think of you and the utter contempt they hold for humanity. We need to self-actualize, to willingly initiate a shift in consciousness and to let fear fall by the wayside. Or we can march willingly into the mechanized dystopian nightmare that is planned for us. We must reclaim our power and stop giving it all away to criminal miscreants hell-bent on birthing their technocracy. And who are these people who think that they have some sort of divine right to rule over the rest of humanity? By what authority? Only by that which we externalize.
You are a mess, you motherfucker!
Don't forget to wash your hands.
You are a mess, you motherfucker!
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
You are a mess, you motherfucker!